Well, we made our way to Buffalo Gap, Texas. And I got to tell you about a little history. Hey, I'm Blake. This is your tailgate talk. Hey, sitting behind me is the Taylor County, the original Taylor County courthouse and jail. Taylor County was organized according to the plaque, because you know that reading the plaque makes you instantly a expert on history. July 3rd, 1878, Taylor County was organized, and the next year they built this courthouse and jail. And this is the Taylor County Historical Center, and so you can check out some history of Taylor County, Texas. It's a pretty neat place. You know, history's a pretty cool thing for me. I'm a bit of a history nerd, and I know a lot of folks like that. They really eat up history, and I think history is an important thing for a lot of folks to remember and study and read to kind of know where we've been. History is important. But the important thing about history is where we've been, but we can't live in it. Paul said in Philippians chapter 3 that he remembered where he had been, but he left it there. And one thing he did is he pressed on toward the goal. Can I just encourage you today to think about something? We've all got a lot of things in our history that we regret. All of us do. Whether you've had a life that you've been proud of, or you've had a life that's been full to the brim of regrets, we've all got things in our life we wish we could have done different. The beautiful thing about our Savior is that He calls us to bring those things to Himself, both the mountaintops and the valleys. Paul talks about both of those types of things in Philippians chapter 3, and lay them at His feet and walk into the future. History is great, but we can't live in it. We have to live in today and ask God to use us in the tomorrows. That's just an encouragement for you. Remember history, but don't live in it. Hey, I cannot wait to show you where we're going next. And so join us next week on the Tailgate Talk. I'm going to save you a seat right here. And until then, have a great week. I love you, and we'll see you next time.